Well, long time no see, listeners of the Gaijin podcast, if any of you are still out there. It's been a long hiatus for me. Hisashiburi, ne? So I made it back from Japan. I worked in the summer in Switzerland, in Geneva, which was awesome, and got to travel around. And now I'm back in the United States finishing up my senior year at college. But I have been continuing studies in Japanese and staying in touch with the Japanese world, whether it be my friends, or listening to blogs, or listening to videos and reading blogs, and the such. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys a little update, and basically recommend some excellent blogs and video blogs that basically exist out in the internet nether. That you guys may or may not have found. So let's just get right to it. The first video blog that's on YouTube that I want to recommend, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, is Tokyo Kuni. That's T-O-K-Y-O-C-O-O-N-E-Y. And he is, like many of you probably listening, a Nihon Japanese person living in Japan, in Tokyo specifically. And he makes these video blogs that have picked up quite a following. He has thousands of views and somewhere over, definitely over 1,000, 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I suggest you watch all of his videos. If you go back, the first ones are really quite funny. He works at the comedy store in Tokyo as a stand-up comedian, sort of part-time. He has a lot of jobs, sort of, you know, here and there. But his later videos have really turned out to be informative about Japanese culture, about working in Japan, renewing your visa, certain festivals. He's gone to Akihabara. Just stuff like that. And it's really great. He has a sense of humor. His video skill making has been increasing as you go along. And he's also hooked up with some other video bloggers in Japan. So it's cool to see, you know, two people you see separately interact together. All right, the next one I want to talk about is Zen Hill. Z-E-N-H-I-L-L. And he's an interesting case. He's an Eikaiwa teacher, an English teacher in Japan. He's married to a Japanese lady, and they recently had a child not too long ago. So congratulations to him. But he offers sort of like a wacky alternative perspective to Japan. He has a great sense of humor, has done some, you know, pretty good artsy videos too, but he's able to talk on daily life, about, and also discuss things about, you know, being an inter-country, interracial marriage, and having a kid. And he offers a really good, down-to-earth perspective of a foreigner in Japan. Oh, excuse me, I'm yawning. Ah. So those two are great. If you're looking maybe for someone younger, there's a student currently going to Keio University in Tokyo. His name on YouTube is Roger Swan, R-O-D-G-E-R-S-W-A-N. And he offers sort of, you know, this crazy student perspective. There's videos of him doing karaoke, visiting Yasukuni Jinja in Tokyo, and just sort of, you know, traveling all around. And his videos are pretty fun. Also, great. This is actually a Japanese person. His name on YouTube, his moniker, is Moonkey4U. That's M-O-O-N-K-E-Y, the number 4, and then the letter U. And he speaks Japanese, obviously. He's great listening practice. He speaks at a fairly high speed, which is always great, and he's really into, he makes some video responses and, you know, some blogs, but he's really into sort of making these kind of really artsy videos that are tied with music, and sort of like a, you know, it has a great flow to it. Definitely imaginative and something to check out to see what's going on, you know, in Japan. Another great blog is, or video blog is, Max Desu, M-A-X-D-E-S-U. And now he lives in Hawaii, and he's actually bilingual. He speaks both English and Japanese. I believe one parent is... both parents might be Japanese. Don't quote me on this. But he's sort of... he's in, you know, the high school age, I believe. Maybe college. But he's also, I mean, studying Japanese as... or Japanese culture. He offers sort of, you know, like a fun, younger perspective on life. Someone who hasn't been posting videos in a while is Lucy Miser. Or Misser. Lucy Misser. L-U-C-Y-M-I-S-S-E-R. And she's a young Japanese girl, well, I guess college age, living in Tokyo, sort of going to school, and she talks about her daily life, and the troubles of getting a driver's license. She's done a lot, she has a big following too, and she's done a lot of answer videos to questions people have set in, and she, you know, she just really talks about her life, and she's really genuine. And your heart sort of goes out to her. She's so, you know, she's just a cute person that, you know, if you met in life, in real life, you'd absolutely love her. So I think those are basically the blogs that I want to cover. There's some other ones out there that I'm sure you guys can find. Also, oh, there's a guy on YouTube called Gimme a Break Man. That's G-I-M-M-E-A-B-R-E-A-K-M-A-N. And he works on a couple channels, but he's a Kiowa teacher, very well established in Japan. He's been a guest editor on YouTube. He makes videos on this Give Me a Break Man channel, mainly in English. If you go there, you can find links to his other channels, like Action Teacher, where he teaches both Japanese and English phrases. And he has another one called Victor in the World, where he speaks predominantly, or basically all Japanese. That's his Japanese channel. But he's an active guy, fun guy, lots of opinions, always entertaining to watch. So I suggest you guys check those out. Also, in the blogosphere out there, in the world of written blogs, there's a couple that I've been following. The first one is gaijinsmash.net. And it's basically the... hilarious writings of a guy who started out, I believe, as a jet, and then now is working in the translating business of translating stuff from Japanese to English. And he always has little entertaining stories, anecdotes, you know, some sexual humor in there. It's kind of risky. It might be a little PG-13 or R when you come to rate blogs, but it's hilarious. You want to check it out. Always entertaining. Definitely go through some of the backstories that he's written, because they're hilarious. And the other text blog that I follow is called Of Rice and Zen. It's also a podcast. The actual web address is called Memoirs of a Gaijin at blogspot.com. You spell that M-E-M-O-I-R-S hyphen O-F hyphen A hyphen G-A-I-J-I-N dot blogspot.com. And he's recently been documenting the blunders of Nova. But basically, he's been in Japan, let's see, 659 days. That's how he titles his blog post. It says day 659, and then whatever title, and it keeps increasing. So he's basically been tracking his the past 2 years, about roughly, of his life in Japan. He also takes beautiful pictures, writes thoughtful posts, and also side-splittingly funny posts. He has a good mix of everything. I feel like he's pretty honest in his writings. He also has a hilarious, sarcastic, and dark-humored podcast that you can find on the same site. I suggest you listen from the beginning, where he just rips on anything and everything and relates hilarious stories about his times and travels in Korea and parties and izakayas and whatever travels in Japan. It's hilarious, so check that out. Alright, so that's all I have at the moment. I'll be putting this up, and hopefully you guys can check out some of these videos and links, and hopefully you'll enjoy them as much as I do. And please leave a comment if I missed any of your favorites, and I can check them out. I'm always looking for something new. Thanks.